This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about an important Supreme Court ruling that affects school choice. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In a 5-4 ruling, which was weighted towards the conservative side of the bench, the Supreme Court of the United States decided that states cannot discriminate against religious learning centers by cutting them out of programs that send public money to private schools. In 2015, the Montana Supreme Court struck down a K-12 private education scholarship program by ruling that the tax credit violated the Montana Constitution's ban on religious schools receiving state aid. The case ended up in front of the United States Supreme Court, and the lower court's ruling was overturned. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the ruling's opinion, saying, "A state need not subsidize private education, but once a state decides to do so, it cannot disqualify some private schools solely because they are religious." Justice Sotomayor wrote in her dissenting opinion that this ruling was perverse. The case started when parents whose children attended religious schools and had benefited from the program had to sue the state to protect the program. Lead plaintiff and mother of two girls in a Montana Christian school, Kendra Espinoza, was pleased with the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the family's right to exercise their religion as they see fit. Attorney General William Barr celebrated the ruling, saying that this is an important victory for religious liberty and religious equality in the United States. People in favor of the ruling strongly believe that parents should not be financially punished for sending their children to schools that are better fit for them than a state-run school. Senior attorney with the Institute of Justice, Erica Smith, believes that this opinion will pave the way for more states to pass school choice programs that allow parents to choose a school that best meets their child's individual needs, regardless of whether those schools are religious or non-religious. The public school union leadership called the decision an extremist special interest attempt to rob Montana children of quality education while at the same time supporting discriminatory private schools. Justices Samuel Alito and Brett Kavanaugh, who are both Catholic, added their voice to the concurring opinion, saying that there had been an anti-Catholic bigotry in the original adoption of the Montana provision from the 1800s. The highest court in the land has been making important decisions on the interpretations of the laws. It is important that we keep them in prayer and that they would have the mind of Christ and the fear of the Lord as they continue to make important rulings for the United States. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.